Good job to win at home. Obviously, there's much to be improved upon, which is okay. We'll accept that fact. It was a physical game. They went no huddle. We went no huddle early on. And so we had a lot of things to have to contend with. They had a nice plan, both sides. And, you know, we were able to win out in the end. The drive right before the half obviously was critical. And then one of the disappointments for me was, though we had a yard and a half to go, we could have knelt down a lot earlier, and we couldn't make a yard and a half. So that continues to be an issue for us. And, you know, obviously there's a bunch of people at the line of scrimmage that you have to contend with. But to meet Sergeant Dakota Meyer, which was an honor for me and for anyone that had a chance to say hello to him, a true American hero, that was wonderful. And to win on the night that we were honoring the 86 team, that was important as well. So I felt good about that. You know, we have a couple of people that are nicked that I don't have the answers for you because I really don't know much. They said Manningham was a concussion, and I really don't know much about the rest. Evidently, it was right at the end of the first half because, he bobbled that ball, that the big play ball, and I guess when he came in, he was kind of dizzy at that point in time.
Why was Ross taken out in the third?
Just an attempt to find a solution to one of the problems we were having. There's nothing wrong with playing a lot of people. It's not an indictment on anybody. It's just trying to solve an issue. He went right back in the game, and he was our punt returner at the end of the game. Did a nice job as well. Well, the importance is obviously watching everyone play this weekend. To be 1-1, to have Dallas at 1-1, to have Philadelphia 1-1, to have the Washington in the lead in the division 2-0. It was important for us to keep the pace. So, as I said, to win at home, that was a very important win for us. We ran it 30 times. We didn't have a lot of numbers for it, but we did run the ball 30 times, which is what we attempt to do. I don't think there's anybody sitting here that doesn't realize when there's 27 guys in the box, you're going to have to be able to have balance, and sometimes you end up throwing the ball more. But we do attempt to have good balance, and that was a good number for us to attempt tonight, although we didn't have a lot of big plays, didn't have a lot of opportunities for numbers. Well, it was a heck of a play by him because there were two double catches on that drive. One was the Manningham and one was Hickson, and it looked like Dom would catch it. You know, he made a nice move, he got in position, and somehow the ball got tipped up, and he was able to, as he was going to the ground, come up with the catch, and it was legit. I think he started seeing things better and started making some completions. Early on, we had some difficulties, but as we got going, it got better.
Tom, it seemed like that goalie fumble return was a pretty big event for you guys.
Yeah, no question. And in addition to that, with all the opportunities, the numbers of times we turned them back and they had to kick field goals, that was something as well. But the Boley play was no question. You score on defense, that's a huge play. And, you know, we won the turnover battle. I think it was 2-1, so that was huge as well. I think that's when it occurred, yeah. He came back out and ran, and they cleared him to go, and then he just didn't feel right. So we didn't play him anymore. Excuse me? No, just, you know, congratulations and he was happy for us.
Coach, I mean, the two challenges that you won tonight, did you see the plays and stuff that you needed help from upstairs?
I saw the first one. I'm always yelling and screaming upstairs, even if I have an inclination, because I want to know for sure exactly what it is. What am I challenging? You know, I could see the first one. I thought I saw pretty clearly. The second one was verified, and, you know, they were both instrumental challenges. Just patted him on the rear end, thought it was a good drive. We moved the ball well. We were in the no-huddle concept. He was looking at the field. He was, you know, letting the clock run down, making the proper call right at the end. He saw the blitz. He made the check. Just, I don't know why. I'll look at it on tape, but Michael made a nice jump. I mean, he was way over there. And, you know, it looked like he was closer to the ball when the ball was released more than I had anticipated when we discussed putting that play in. I'm sure he was disappointed. He went back in the game. He played. He returned punts. He did all those things. You know, I'm sure he's disappointed. How close was what now? We thought he was going to play. He practiced. One day this week, at the end of the week, he practiced just the individual part. The next day he did everything. So we felt pretty good about it. Is there any more tight ends in the crowd? You know, we'll get the medical report. We'll do the best we can with it. You know, we had six now. So hopefully we'll get Mario back. Hopefully he's not too bad. And again, with Hixon, you just don't – I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I know his confidence was a little bit rattled, and I'm hoping that's what it was. I didn't get any. Are you talking about the one out in the field?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. We thought it was a catch all the way.
You mean confidence because it was the same knee here?
Yes.
There's no fear that it's the same type of injury?
Hey, I'm not saying a word because I have no idea. Well, I'm sure he will. I'm sure that'll happen. You know, I'm sure that he was doing everything he could to turn it around, you know, on the field, and he was able to do that, and that'll help.
That throw to Manningham that was intercepted early on the interception, did you feel like the throw had enough on it? Like, it looked like it really died.
He could have drove it in there, I think, better. I'm not sure he saw the safety. Safety was way on his way to the ball before he even let it go. So I think he was just trying to guide the ball in there, thinking that there was no one else there instead of driving it in. And it probably got down the field a little bit further than we wanted it to as well.
And kind of
well, if you're free and the safety's stuck in the middle of the field, you can throw it any way you want to. But if you've got to step on it to get the ball in there, then he should have done that. I'm not sure he saw the safety. I know I did. I picked the safety up real quick, and I thought, man, he's over there an awful long way toward what we're trying to accomplish. So, that's the continuity, the accumulation, the confidence building, the same guy in the huddle, the same leader, the same person studying every week, that's really critical.